co-op in Stretton. Deborah explained to BBC Radio Derby that she's going to carry on working, and this week it's business as usual.
Yeah, I don't, well, people are booked in.
A teenager from Alfreton who was left paralysed from the shoulders down after a car accident is now designing computer games. 17-year-old Daniel Gent has been tetraplegic for nearly 3 years, but hasn't let that stop him working towards his dream job. With the help of voice recognition technology, he's following a distance learning programme through Train to Game. Daniel says if he can do it, anyone can.
Whether you're disabled or whether you're just suffering from depression, you're going to go through a lot of doors and it's just not going to be what you want. But you're going to find that right door and everything's going to open up and you'll see the future is a lot different. It's not going to come to you naturally. You're not going to wake up in the morning and it's going to be there. You've got to go out there and grab it as you can.
Right, got the weather details on the way shortly. 7:23, a teenager from Alfreton who was left paralysed from the shoulders down after a car accident is now fulfilling his dream of becoming a games designer. 17-year-old Daniel Gent has been tetraplegic for nearly 3 years. With a lot of determination, though, and the help of voice recognition technology, he's following a distance learning programme through Train 2 Game and is already designing his own games. Well, BBC Radio Derby's Emma Wass went to meet Daniel and he told her how difficult it was to face life after the accident.
My thoughts were in my head for over the 6 months. Wasn't that great? I wasn't myself. I didn't really know what my future was. It was hard to decide because after my accident I can feel more now than what I could before, but at the time I didn't really see a future. You know, breaking my neck in 3 places made it. I just thought things was impossible. But then meeting people with the similar injuries and how they carried on and how they're getting on with their life made me want to push towards something and carry on with my family, not living off the government, but supplying, supporting and giving my family what they need.
What do you think that turning point was? What was that moment when you thought, I need to do something?
It was more when I was first introduced to my daughter. At the time when my partner was pregnant, I didn't really see a future. I couldn't see myself as being a father. I didn't really want her to have a dad that was, as I am, paralysed from the neck down. But then when I first met her, it kind of changed everything. I wanted to be the dad that every dad wants to be.
And hopefully now you'll be able to earn money, you'll be able to, as you were saying, provide for your family. How important is this to you?
It's going to change a lot of things. I get quite a lot of depression and feeling down, but when these things happen, such as the game jam, when I went to that, it changes a lot of your perspectives on life and it just made me want to carry on doing what I'm doing, and I just see it as a dream to be working with certain people such as Microsoft and meeting the people I did. It would never have happened without Train to Game, really. So.
And how do you feel now about the future?
Now I see it being a lot brighter and a lot more doors are opening from all wider areas. It's going to change a lot of things. I can see my future being well worth staying around for. I can just say it's gave me a reason to carry on.
What would you say to anyone else who's been through something really difficult like you have, who thought that they wouldn't be able to accomplish anything in the future? Someone who's feeling really down about their life as you did just 3 years ago. What would you say to them?
Whether you're disabled or whether you're just suffering from depression, you're going to go through a lot of doors and it's just not going to be what you want. But you're going to find that right door and everything's going to open up and you'll see the future is a lot different. It's not going to come to you naturally. You're not going to wake up in the morning and it's going to be there. You've got to go out there and just grab it as you can. I'd say volunteering for anything you can just to get yourself motivated and take your mind off things. I felt that a lot more useful, being active and going out more. If you're inside, then that's where it's mostly going to hit your depression. Life's not going to be easy, but you can make it easy.
Quite an inspiration, isn't he? Daniel Gent, who I mentioned was left paralysed from the shoulders down after a car accident 3 years ago, but now got his life well and truly back on track. And as I mentioned, he's starting to design his own game. 7:27. It was a strange one this morning, Sally Pepper.